Almost 40 years after the death of General Francisco Franco, the nationalist dictator of Spain, there are still questions unanswered about what happened to the thousands of political dissidents who disappeared during his time in power. The recent discovery of what is suspected to be the burial site of a famous Spanish poet who was murdered in 1936 has again brought attention back to these questions. The current government is resistant to allow investigations into the past to continue. Many people within Spain and internationally think it says a lot about the state of Spanish politics today. Caitlin Doyle Marwick reports.
Cuando yo me muera entre los naranjos y la hierba buena. Cuando yo me muera, enterradme, si queréis, en una veleta. Cuando yo me muera.
Federico García Lorca was a Spanish poet who was an emblematic member of Generación 27, a group of pro-democracy poets in Spain prominent in the 1920s. Lorca was killed by the nationalist forces of General Francisco Franco during the Spanish Civil War in 1936. Last week, archaeologists in Spain reported that they have found what they believe to be the spot where Lorca's remains lie. The search for his remains is part of a process started in 2007 when the then Socialist Party government of Spain announced the Historical Memory Law, which allowed investigations into the deaths of political dissidents to be carried out, overturning the so-called Pact of Forgetting that has prevailed since the transition to democracy after Franco's death in 1975.
One of the things that smoothed the transition from dictatorship to a democracy was that there was an agreement right across the board among political groups that they wouldn't raise the issues of the Civil War, that they would try and put all their energy into creating a new constitution. But what essentially that meant was that none of the truly terrible things that happened under Franco were brought out into the open. That was sitting there in a way like a time bomb.
That's Associate Professor Judith Keane from Sydney University, who lectures in and has published extensively on the Spanish Civil War and the Franco dictatorship. The Association for the Recuperation of Historical Memory in Spain have dug up the remains of around 6,000 bodies, mostly of pro-Republican and left-wing dissidents. The case of Lorca has long been symbolic of the many thousands of people missing from the time in which Franco reigned.
His death sort of was the symbolic death for all that sort of loss of the Republic, all the literary figures, all the famous writers and playwrights and painters who were killed. I mean, Lorca stood for all of those. It seems to me there's what psychiatrists might call displacement going on, because the absent bodies have become a sort of symbol of all of the things that Republicans who lost so much in the Civil War, many of them have come to invest in symbolic absent bodies with all of the things that they feel the democracy hasn't provided them with.
Dr. Keane says there has been much resistance at both local and national levels to the investigations, and even when people are allowed to investigate deaths, under law they cannot point out the person or group that was responsible.
They were not allowed to say exactly who had done it, or any of the specifics of that. And this too was the same, this attempt to kind of deal with the past, but not in fact to engage with the past. Local municipal councils were told to assist people who were trying to identify where their relatives had been killed, etc. But when it actually came the time to do it, then many municipalities then said that they thought that this was unfair and that raking up the coals on the past.
The current Conservative government has cut funding to the program and effectively overturned the Historical Memory Law.
Many of these people, Republicans who lived in exile all those years in very difficult circumstances, then went back to Spain and, you know, haven't been recognised. I mean, they feel that they should have reparation. So having this sort of government in power means that there certainly won't be reparations.
Iago Prada Cortizo, who now lives in Sydney working in film, is from the Spanish province of Galicia, where Franco was born. He says the presence of Franco still haunts the streets and towns of his home province, and that it tends to be those who supported Franco who refuse to speak of the past.
People used to talk about the two Spains. One, the Spain pro-Franco and the Spain against Franco. And Spain pro-Franco don't want to talk about that. They are like, yeah, well, that's for the past and it was too many years ago, so don't talk about that. For example, too many streets has name of Franco ministers. For example, in my city, Franco Avenue. Imagine going to Germany and see Hitler Avenue.
Iago was involved in the mass protest movement of 2011 called 15M, or 15 May. He says young people were making the point that they never had a chance to vote in the Constitution of 1975.
In this transition, they create a constitution, and the people has to vote this constitution, 1978. And nowadays, only people older than 50 vote this constitution, so we are still living with the same Franco ministers, living with the same rules.
Caitlin Doyle-Marwick with that report.